take that in.
Blog Talk Radio.
I don't hear it all.
Based on John Peel.
Is that my headphones or is it just real low?
What? Oh, yeah, you could turn it. Is it where are you playing?
Yeah, but it's I'm in here. But it, I mean, is
dial.
It,
all right,
all right. I know I'm saying, is it that or is it just real
yeah,
low?
Headphones, look at your dial. Is it low?
It's in right in the middle. It was loud before.
I'm
that's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
they heard it. That's good. That's
so then we're ready to go?
Ready to go. Okay.
I'm going to do some.
Actually, 11 minutes.
Come on, guys!
Hello. This is Chuck Landington welcoming you to the final New Metal Injection Live
concert
2011. Anyone else?
Sounds really weird.
That Sean has
what?
You don't hear that? Married.
Hear what?
I guess we finally have confirmation.
It might be your
that
headphones.
He was only after one thing.
Wait, why is it on in the studio? It's kind of echo.
He's gone. He has no use for us.
When the mics go on, the sound goes off.
Oh.
The
show.
All right.
All right. We are live, and we sound a little sexier today.
Very sexy.
Thanks, Noah. Oh, and because we have two guests in the studio with us. Welcome to the final Metal Injection live cast of the year. Sean is not here, so we replaced him with two sexier dudes. Axel Rosenberg of Megasluts.gov.
What's up?
And Justin Foley of the Austerity Program. And our studio audience is here in full force.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that sound nice?
Hello, for God's sake. You screamed right over him as he was trying to run around. It's the crowd. You can't yell at the crowd.
Yeah.
I encourage yelling.
Justin was just taking it all in.
Oh, fair enough.
I used to take it all in.
Yeah, I did. We were just talking about taking it all in from Chris Nolan.
We were talking basically about which member of the creative team behind the most recent Batman movies we would have gay sex with and if we would be tops or bottoms.
Yeah, I said it depends on.
And if you're listening to this and you think I'm kidding, I'm not. This is what
we were talking about.
I blundered right into that conversation and I was horrified and backed right out. Protecting my butt cheeks.
Yes, that's a smart way to get out of that conversation.
But I one of the things you said was that if you were having sex with Christian Bale, he would order you around while he was fucking.
I didn't even say order you around. I said he would destroy you.
That's true.
Like, if you want to be a bottom, Christian Bale is the way to go. If you want to be a top, I think Christopher Nolan would probably be the better option. That's all.
What's your opinion? Give us a call. The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Man, the lines are blinking like crazy on that one.
Oh, that's not the phone line.
Oh, okay. So I just want to say welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And you are a married
newly
man.
Newly married.
It's true.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How was your honeymoon in San Fran?
It was fun. You know, a lot of eating and a lot of sleeping late and a lot of humping.
So pretty much basically what you would do if you didn't go to
the
work here in
New York. The one cool thing, I kept wanting to walk everywhere, and Amy kept wanting to either take a cab or public transportation. I'm like, come on, we'll get a better feel for the city if we walk, blah, blah, blah. Finally, she convinced me to take a bus. We were going from the financial district to Amoeba Records, the only record store left in the United States, I think. And that's like right by Golden Gate Park, which is like the epicenter of disgusting squatter hippie filth animals. And so, first of all, in California, it's not taking a bus in California is not the same as taking a bus in New York. California, there's a certain stigma, I feel, that comes with being somebody who doesn't have a car but rides the bus. So I warned Amy. I'm like, listen, it's not like it's going to be different. And she's like, whatever, it'll be fine.
How do you know this?
Because it's just how it is, and I've been to California before.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, we get on the bus, and within two stops, there's a woman sitting across from us in the back of the bus with crutches at her side, and she's like sort of sprawled out over two or three seats. But she's clearly not that injured because she keeps fidgeting around and like stretching her legs and stuff. And then she's like a 40-something-year-old black woman. And then this older white guy comes on, like with a beard. He looks sort of like the guy that was in that YouTube video a few years ago that got into a brawl on the bus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
With the black dude.
Right, I remember.
So he sort of looks like that. He gets on the bus. He stares down this woman. He's like, do you really need all those seats? And she gets like all up in his face and defensive and pulls a switchblade on him.
What?
At this point, he backed down, obviously, just sat the fuck down and shut up. And yes. So I turned to Amy. I'm like, see, this is what happens when you take the bus in San Francisco.
You got right off the
switchblades. Just like that. People still pull switchblades. You know that? It still happens.
Just old ladies. It's a generational gap. Kids today with their iPhones, they don't know, they have the iSwitchblade.
Yeah, she was a modern-day Rosa Parks. If only Rosa Parks had a Switchblade back then.
I ain't moving.
I'm like, all right, you're fine. You have the seat. You win.
That's maybe, how do we know? Maybe history altered that. Maybe Rosa Parks did have a Switchblade. We don't know.
Well, did she cut anyone?
No, I would defend her right to have a Switchblade.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Those damn racists.
Yeah. Gotta cut a racist once in a while.
Damn right.
But yeah, so...
By the way, Sean, I believe, is also on his honeymoon today.
Is that what that is?
Well, he's not here, so I'm just going to assume that,
that
he didn't blow the show off. So I'm assuming
he's
not married.
No, he's visiting family for Christmas.
Oh, I was trying to rag on Sean, and you had to ruin it with truth. Come on now.
Isn't the truth worse, though? Isn't just visiting family worse than getting married?
I guess.
Depends on the family. Depends on who you're marrying.
What if we get married, Sid?
I think that would be illegal, because I'm already married. Unless we go to, like, Utah.
Let's go.
Some under-the-table, like, gay Mormon ceremony.
Axel, are you available?
I'm saving myself a Christian bit.
Oh, now that Axel's here, we could talk about that story that you told me and Sid about when we went to Florida. And I think we mentioned this on the show when we went to visit Audio Hammer Studios with Jason Sukoff and Eyal Levi of Dop. Me, Axel, Vince Neilstein, and Frank decided that we were just going to go, explore the area, see what's up. And we stumbled upon this bear trail. And I remember vividly that it was Vince Neilstein, world adventurer, who was like, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go on this bear trail. And me and Axel were like, no.
There was a big sign with a picture of a bear. And a
bale.
A
bale.
A Christian bale. It was a Christian bale.
There was a Christian bale.
There was a picture of a bear and a big cross to it. And I was like, Vince, I don't think we're supposed to do this.
Wait. This is a bear trail? Like,
yeah.
So, like, this isn't a bear crossing. Like, is there an agreement between the people and the bears that this is where the bears are going to go?
This is where bears live.
Trail through a part of the woods
right.
That is heavily populated by bears and has been deemed not.
Oh, of course. That's the thing. The trail was closed.
Yeah.
And
we had to hop a fence.
Yeah. The trail was closed.
Which was my other big thing.
That was the big thing. Like, that. And then.
Was this the subject of like negotiation? Like the bears
well,
met with the people.
Like,
you can
no,
have
no,
the
no.
Trail.
No. Vince Neilstein's rationale was like, oh, it's probably an abandoned trail. It's probably just like nobody uses it anymore. Let's just go check it out. What else are we doing?
Yeah.
So
the thing about Vince is like he's the guy who like if you're out in the woods with him, he'll be like, oh, I wonder what that strange plant is. I just start touching it and eating it. And he's like, dude,
that's poison ivy. You're gonna die.
Grew up in the middle of Vermont, then, right?
Yeah. So then yeah. So eventually, you know, he convinces all of us to do it. One by one, like Frank goes first, and then just me and Axel.
You went before I did that.
Yeah, and I was like,
as usual, I was the last pull
out. I was like, all right, fine. I'll
which
go.
One did the bear rape first? That's just what I wanted.
Well, no, we went, like, we were walking around there for like a good hour and a half, 2 hours. We didn't see any bears.
We did see a huge pile of bear shit, though. Like,
yeah.
Like bigger than the four of us combined.
Yes. Yes. And then we're like, oh, that was a fun trail. Flash forward.
Yeah.
6 months later.
Uh-huh.
And this is where Axel will take over the story.
I mean, there's not like a great punchline to the story. I was on the phone with Eyal, who lives down there, and I was telling this to him. I don't know why I'd never mentioned it before. And he was like, you did what? Like, do you know how many people have been killed on that trail? There's a fence for a reason, you fucking idiot.
We could have died. Metal sucks and metal injection could have ceased to
the
be.
The job for a cowboy guy, I think he told me, like, we're once crossing because Eyal's part of the like compound is down the road from Sukoff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the job for a cowboy guys were crossing in the middle of the night and they heard like a roar and they turned around and ran back towards Sukoff.
We're more manly than job for a cowboy.
That's what I was implying.
Do you think that when the bears were about to pounce on you guys that they heard Rob's roar and ran the other way?
I don't mind telling Rob this. I definitely was like, well, I'm going to push Rob towards the bear and run. I'm not fast, but I'm faster than you.
Oh, yeah?
Foot race right now.
That's it. Let's go. Foot race around the studio. Let's do it.
No, really, we should have pushed Vince.
Yeah, it was his idea.
He's too important.
But he would have probably, He would have been the one that would be like, no, guys, I got this. Save yourself.
He would have, like, talked to it, and before you know it, he would have, like...
He would have worked out a deal.
Yeah.
They would have been smoking a bowl together on the side.
He would have been like, guys, the good news is we're not going to get eaten. The bad news is everyone's got to give up 2 toes.
Seems fair.
And the bear gets to play next year's metal soccer. Opening, though, just opening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the grizzly bear!
Oh, better than some of the deathcore bands.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Really?
Quick reminder, we have a phone number here. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. You might hear us better than you are if you're listening live. That's another thing to consider. But we're not sure.
We'll have one way to find out.
So what else is going on? Sid, so any other interesting events at your San Francisco gathering?
Nothing particularly crazy. One night there was a couple in the hotel room next to us fucking really loudly.
Did you feel you guys had to outfuck them?
We tried later, but they were doing it at 10. We waited till like 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Let's wait till they fall asleep and then really get them. It was, I guess, their headboard was right against the wall where our headboard was, so it was just like pounding against the wall
for
10-15 minutes.
Was it just the pounding you heard, or did you hear?
No, we heard like full dialogue. The guy's name was Brad.
Uh-huh.
He said wow a lot,
uh-huh.
And the girl was just like, "Oh Brad, oh Brad." But what sucked was I never got a chance to like see them like in the hall, so I heard them like beginning to end fucking like I was in the room, but I still don't know what they looked like.
Oh,
Amy
sucks.
Was really disturbed by how into listening to it I was. Like I had my ear pressed against the wall. She's like, "I'm going for a walk."
She's trying to get out.
Anytime, I remember when we even lived together, anytime there was any ruckus outside,
yeah,
you would jet to the window
I
and be like,
business. I don't know.
What is the town gossip?
Yeah.
What is going on? And I'm like, can we watch this show? Like, no, I need
that's
to find
the pause button was invented for. Come on. It was fun.
There's no pause button on Brad, though.
Exactly. That's right.
Wow. Wow.
He knocked it out.
In the 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Longer than it took me.
Quarter hour Brad. That's what I'm talking about.
Brad, if you're listening, if you were staying at the Hotel Tomo last weekend in San Francisco, please give us a call.
The Hotel what?
Tomo? There's a J-pop themed hotel.
You're kidding me.
No. Amy
Why
picked
did
it
you
out.
Say
She's
it?
She's
on your honeymoon.
She picked it out.
I thought you said Homo.
It was $1 a night. It was nice. And we were like 2 blocks from the Fillmore. It was very
Was it really
looking.
J-pop themed?
It was like
what
J-pop
did that mean?
Artwork.
Like, but like they greet you at the front desk and like, we have room for you.
Well, it was in Japantown, so more or less that's how
okay.
It was going to be anyway. But yeah,
Japantown, that's just San Francisco.
No, yeah, fine with that. I mean, I have no problem with the Japanese.
Are you sure Brad was with a girl? Since you're in San
no,
Francisco?
it was a girl. It was a girl.
What was her name?
He never said her name. He just said,
wow.
Maybe it's a hooker.
It's possible.
Sure.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt she was a little too enthusiastic.
I'm sorry, I zoned out for a second. Did Amy get you a hooker for your
Yeah, that's right.
That's what happened.
That was nice of her. That was the trade off. He had to go to the Hotel Homo and then she got him a hooker.
Tell me all about it. What were you wearing?
Nothing, that's the point.
I know, but did you ask her like just robe you and stuff?
Wait, who's a hooker?
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't really a hooker.
Oh. So what kind of moves did you try on Amy?
I do what works.
Has the sex changed since you've been married?
No. Always. We
do
get the job done. In what way?
I don't know. Like,
no, Sid
more?
Always says he has a great sex life.
Yeah, I get
Sid,
I've never been turned down.
BRB, I'm coming on my BBQ in the chat asks, did Sid and Amy fuck on the table?
No.
No table
not,
fucking?
No, just on the bed.
Do you only fuck in beds?
For the most part.
For the most
part. We're very conventional. Sometimes in the shower.
Okay.
So.
Wait, you have sex in the shower? Or just like fondling in the shower?
More fooling around.
Right.
Like, horsing around like Jason.
Wait, hold on. Did you bring horses in there? How big is the shower?
It's just like one of them little ponies. It's not like a full size. Shower too.
Shankletown in the chat racistly says,
uh-oh.
Noah's squirt stories are way better than Sid's Chinaman sex stories.
How are they China? I thought Noah had the Chinaman sex stories.
Yeah, Noah has both.
We have a lot of Chinaman stories here.
Suddenly my stories are interesting.
Have you, when it involves your vagina, they're more interesting.
The times have changed.
It's the ammunition museum stories that weren't interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to Israel in a week.
Ah, plenty of ammunition stories.
Really? Jesus.
For all of you.
Please wear a bulletproof thong when you're there. I'd appreciate it. We don't want your vagina harmed.
No, it does plenty of harm to her vagina without.
By the way, being involved. The original Piss Mops asks, ever run a train? But he didn't specify who he was asking, so Noah or Sid, I guess.
Or in the chat room or anyone else in this room.
What does that mean, ever run a train?
Have you ever, well, run a train usually refers to the people initiating the gangbang, like the guys run a train on the girl, so I guess you'd be the trainer.
The trainees, they're running the train on her.
Right, but so she, if they're asking,
she's being
trained. Yeah, right. Have you ever had a train run on you?
Would she be the trainee or the tranny?
Tough.
I guess a train would consist of more than three people, I guess. A two-on-one wouldn't be a train, would it?
Have you ever had sex with more than one person?
Oh, I like that. Someone in the comments says she's the tunnel.
That's true.
I am the tunnel.
I am the table.
Fantastic.
Maybe that's what Lou Reed's actually ranting about. Like, he's just saying sexual innuendo from 1940, and we don't get it.
I'm on the table, baby.
Worship. Worship.
Actively defined, baby.
I am Davenport.
Where's my peaches? So, train? No? Yes?
No, I have not.
Any desire to do that? Oh, you said you did, right?
Yeah.
One of her biggest desires.
Yeah, she wants to do a room full of guys.
Here we are.
not this room full of guys.
For Hanukkah, you should find like 8 guys and then one per night.
One
and then get, at the end, just do one big one. Right? By the way, it's about to be Hanukkah 2 days from now.
Correct? Oh, my God.
Can that be my Hanukkah gift?
You want us to run a train on you for Hanukkah?
Oh, not you, I said. Oh. Yes, get your friends.
Rob, you're ruining it for everybody.
We have a lot of friends in bands.
So if it was everyone but me, would it be all right? But
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
No.
Don't. That's right, Noah. Don't say it on the air. Right.
Hold on. I'll go into the other room. I'll go into the isolation booth.
By the way, I can't believe we got through a half an hour of the show without saying that we are at Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
In a room in a beautiful studio. It's gorgeous.
This is Studio One, also known as the Fishbowl Studio.
Right. Just so there's no confusion, we haven't been hired by Sirius right now.
No, we're just using their technology for our game.
And apparently their technology is not working too well for us.
Not why?
Our listeners are hearing a buzz.
Just on the live feed, on the archive, we sound pristine.
That's true. But to our live listeners, we are working.
So future listeners, welcome to our improved sound.
Well, this is incentive for the live listeners to go download it.
That's right, live listeners.
But, we do it on purpose.
But not stop listening.
Right.
At any second, that buzz could go away,
and
you wouldn't want to miss it.
It might wind up sounding better than the archive.
Right.
So
it's this is actually one of the big cliffhangers of today's show. When will the buzz go away for the live listeners? It could happen any second, so don't miss a beat.
Is this room going to kill your buzz?
Super Nintendo Trauma says it's because we didn't pay the subscription fee.
Yeah.
That's fair point.
That's true.
That's how they make you pay. They don't turn the stream off. You just hear a buzz the whole time.
It's more annoying that way.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when cassettes used to be around and you'd hear that hiss all the time. You hear your song playing.
Oh, yeah. Ow, my ear.
Yeah, that's what tape sounded like.
My
for kids that don't know.
I think that might be sort of what's going on because we're converting an XLR output into a RCA.
It's fascinating.
So that's probably
an XLR into an RCA?
Yeah, or not an RCA.
Well, I don't really know what he's talking about.
The other one, the red and the white.
Mini jack.
Yeah.
Or the 8-inch mini jack. The eighth inch,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Does it have one or two?
There's a red.
Well, that's a very
complimentary. Eighth inch. No! No, it's not!
Eighth inch.
Eighth inch is for Jack. Current episode title. So, We have Justin Foley, the Saturday program here. You've barely contributed to the show so far.
He's had the funniest lines.
Look, I like to down.
You guys were very clear about what my behavior had to be before I got on. Okay, this is. I'm
good.
You're
following protocol.
Yeah, it's exactly what I'm supposed to do.
Rather than Nazi.
Oh, you guys are so funny, man! You guys, I can't believe I've been looking you up. Why don't you do this on TV?
No, that's what you should.
That's great, but you've already exceeded the amount you're allowed to
right.
talk for the next
I'm
10
sorry.
Minutes. So,
mm-hmm.
no, just kidding. But I was talking to Axel about you
okay.
earlier this week, and he was mentioning how you are a master prank artist.
No, I'm not a master prank artist.
You're an intermediate, a novice?
No, I'm very good at like not doing successful pranks.
Oh,
but, yeah.
You're very good at sending emails that make people uncomfortable.
I don't. See, you know that kind of hurts my feelings. But, you know, I
does.
Feel like I express myself.
I think
in
they're
email.
Funny.
No, I want to let people know who I am, and if that makes people uncomfortable, that's terrible.
But you don't think that those emails often have a, I'm trying to think of the right word, ironic bent to them?
Well, I guess you guys, you know, of course I'm supposed to sit here and be like, no, what are you talking about?
Like,
no.
Why? You're like, say, yeah.
But then it's not being ironic.
Right.
But this is very abstract for the people who are trying to make out what we're saying through the buzz.
Yeah, the buzz isn't bad enough.
Did you or did you not send an email to a certain government organization telling them to keep a close head, close eye on the offices of Hydra Head?
On our record label?
Yeah.
No, I sent an email to the DEA, and I said everybody on Hydra Head is always on drugs. Like, I didn't tell them to keep a close eye on it. I said everybody is always on
and
drugs.
Did you or did you not email Hydra Head and instruct them to take out a full page ad for you in Guitar World because we were going to name you the number two top modern metal guitar player?
What was interesting about that is, well, yes, I did, but like, I mean, at a certain point where, like, jokes get old, but, like, when you're the one doing it, like, it's just hard to pull over, right?
Yeah.
You know, so you can either pull over or you can step on the gas.
That's
right?
A good
I'm
mission statement for the show, by the way.
I have a bad habit of just keep continuing to go for it.
I love that you downplayed yourself, though. You didn't say you were going to be number one, but you said you were going to be number two.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I there's something being number two and being psyched about being number two is just it's a funnier joke than being number one.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
You know, you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, everyone's got to get Steve Vai's props, but man, I've been listening to his shit. I'm right behind him. Steve Vai, I'm coming for you next time they do this.
Wait, Steve Vai was number one.
Steve Vai,
I'm
coming
for you.
I
don't know.
I didn't even check. Wasn't
Steve Vai was not number one. Steve Vai wasn't on the list at all.
Is he still alive?
I'm like, you know, that's what you get for calling yourself like metal sucks. Like, if you called yourself like truemetal.net or something like that, fucking Steve Vai would be at the top of that. He'd be number one.
Come on.
Piercing metal.
Come on, guys.
Seriously.
I'm not.
I have nothing but nice things to say about
Pierce. Well, I have
nothing
to say about
Steve
Vai. Now
that Ken Pierce recognizes me, I have nothing but nice things to say.
Does he recognize your voice?
Touché.
Ken Pierce sucks. This is Axel. Ken Pierce sucks. The other guy was pretending to be Axel earlier. Suck it, Ken Pierce. Signed Axel.
Ken Pierce is a power bottom. Signed.
Ken Pierce, you're only the number three guitarist in metal history. Take out a painful page ad.
No, Ken Pierce doesn't say hello to me anymore.
Really?
He must have heard the show.
Yeah.
He got wind. Yeah.
He's playing hard to get. Now, see, you're thinking about it. You've noticed.
No, I think he's
working.
Appalled.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, this is Justin from the Austerity Program. We've got my arm up over here. Who's Ken Pierce?
Oh, you want to field this one, Noah?
He's just a really creepy blogger.
Yeah?
And
So he's just a blogger. Go on.
Okay,
no need to be redundant here.
He's a creepy blogger that likes to kiss women on the neck.
Yeah,
women
like...
that he hardly knows.
That's his move.
I hardly know him.
Yeah, like he goes... He'll go up to some show and walk up to Noah and just, hey, Noah, how you doing? And just kiss her on the neck out of nowhere.
That's like a Twilight move, right? That's called the Twilight. You'd know that.
Is that? I know.
Yeah, I pulled the Twilight on her. Oh, man.
Here's his website.
Yeah, go to UrbanDictionary.com.
But he didn't have any glitter on, did he?
This is piercing metal? Yeah, oh, my God. Like, this, when I tell everybody I sometimes write for a metal site, this is, I'm sure, what's going through their mind.
It's designed with AOL Front Page 3.0.
He does. Right. He does sometimes send emails to certain ones of us, going, "I don't know what I have to do to really improve my site so people can take me seriously." And it's just like, get a modern website.
Look at every other website on the internet.
Look at those Amazon deals on the bottom of that.
Oh.
That's the thing. He might not have a great website design, but he has a great in at Amazon
for
some killer deals.
That great Kindle Fire for $200.
Yeah, man.
That great banner.
The Amazon ads aren't adjusted to be relevant to the topic. That's what I think is interesting.
That's because his page
it's
is so
that's
because his page is so poorly structured that the Amazon JavaScript can't even grab keywords.
You guys are not metal at all, because clearly the Fire is the most metal of all Kindles.
Yeah, Fire.
I actually think the Kindle Halloween is a
little bit the Kindle Burning Church.
I've been told that before.
I just showed Matt a note that says, "Keep your mouth off the mic."
There's no Matt here.
Oops.
We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
Hey, you hear that, Ken Pierce?
She meant Matt Pierce. Ken Pierce.
Yeah.
But also, guys, while we were having that great discussion, the buzz has disappeared.
Hey!
Yeah.
We are buzzed.
So now you can stop listening.
There's no the cliffhanger of the show is over. That's it. It's all just
goodbye, everybody.
But will it come back?
Oh, that's the new cliffhanger. Yeah. When will the buzz return?
The Spies Reaper says, "Bring the buzz back."
Yeah.
Is there already nostalgia?
Not punk rock enough without the buzz.
Yeah, that's why the Melvins been together for 25 years, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
I get it.
That's Melvins.
Is it?
No.
Hooray for Hollywood?
Yeah.
This is the Melvins right here on 91.5 The Buzz. Someone said that in the chat before. I had to put that on there.
That was the Melvins remix of "There's No Business Like Show Business."
By Al Jorgensen, right?
Al Jorgensen.
Yeah, that was
the. That's not his name.
That was the Ministry Static Button. That's like a $200 plugin for Postal.
They have it right here in Sirius. You just press a button, boom. Crazy technology.
Is it Jorgensen or Jorgensen?
That was Jorgensen.
It's Jorgensen.
Oh.
Is it?
This is the part where we embarrass Justin.
Not to Justin Foley.
You guys
want to,
make fun of my name. That's cool. That's
I was just unsure of how to pronounce it properly. So it was Justin or Justin.
Wait,
or Justin.
Buttons that make weird noises. Does this button that say cough?
No, that's so you. Yeah. It turns your mic off so you can cough.
In case you cough.
I don't know. What?
No, you're supposed to press the button when you cough.
And then you cough.
Sid, press the cough button again. See, it does make it. You're wrong, though.
Oh, it's a cough sound effect. How convenient.
Are you sure you have the certificate? Because I think you would know what a cough button is.
Are you pressing it?
There's a button that says TB. I didn't even know the tuberculosis.
Teabag.
No, it's a teabag.
Oh, okay.
If you want a teabag, your microphone, you should press that button.
See, if you had a certificate, you would know that.
Don't you know that radio is all about coughing and teabagging? Come
on, there's a button here that says producer becomes topless. What does that say? Let me push that. Whoa!
Noah,
put your shirt back on. Jeez. I know it's hot in here, but God.
That was a terrible ooga.
Well, you could always just ask me for an ooga, you know.
Darren, ooga me.
There you go.
Oh boy.
No, put your shirt back on. Seriously.
Really? My flat arm shivitzing over here.
Oh, it's Hanukkah. I lit the first Hanukkah candle. That's, I don't know if maybe it's
Is it really, are my shoulders really making you uncomfortable?
No, I was kidding. Never mind. That was theater of the mind.
God, man.
Hey. My shoulders or Darren's shoulders?
Yours. No, Darren has very smooth feminine.
It's true. I'm very rounded.
Sloping.
Do you
have hair on your shoulders?
Yes, he does. I see it.
Wow.
But like very few.
But not yet. It's a moderate. I would say like I'm more like a slightly above average hairy.
Okay.
I don't think I'm overdoing it, but.
Wait, in where though?
A body, total body.
No, not on you, but like average change. I mean, are we in downtown Tokyo? Are we?
Right. Yeah, you're quite above average.
Fair point. Yeah. It's, all right. So for cross section of American population, I would say.
Okay.
Well, do you have? How is your back? Do you have back hair?
I have little tufts of hair on my shoulder blades in the back, but nothing. Little, very little.
Like, do you have
Is it symmetrical?
Good question. Yeah, more or less symmetrical. Okay. I would say.
Do you have any tramp stamp back hair?
No, I don't.
You know, some people have that little formation.
No, totally smooth. No,
you
I
have
do not.
A tramp stamp. That's a good follow.
I'm very opposed to tramp stamps. Those are very hideous.
On dudes.
On anyone, but especially Christian Bale. Never fuck him if he had a tramp stamp.
No, that's why I have a bat symbol tramp stamp. When he was aggressive. Top.
It's the bat signal. It lights up when he gets a boner.
Exactly. Both of them are ready.
By the way, Shrinkletown Noah says that he met you at a Mastodon show. Is that correct?
No, he didn't meet me. He was there and he saw me.
We walked past each other as we were fighting our way into the pit.
Tap me on the shoulder.
I think what it is that Noah was just so wasted that she didn't realize what was happening. It was like, oh, someone's saying hello to me.
What?
That's right.
Are you sure he said hello?
I was really wasted at that show. This is true. Mm-hmm. But
no.
Shankletown says that he saw me in the back by the bar talking.
Why didn't he say hello?
Shankletown was stuck. And,
well, I think he was just there getting a drink or something. I don't know why he didn't say hello.
Say hello to her, you pussy.
Maybe he can call in and explain himself.
Please. Too. Is that how you think you're ever going to get out of silent library acting like that? You got to have some balls.
Yeah.
Talk to a woman.
We could get on the reboot of Shipmates.
What? I don't even know what Shipmates is.
It was a dating show hosted by Chris Hardwick.
Really?
Where people went on a cruise for the weekend and had to just hang out.
Has it been off long enough to have a reboot?
Yeah.
It was like an early, 10 years ago. Late 90s, early aughts.
How long does Heavenly have to go away to be rebooted?
That's true, because Spider-Man.
3 years,
it seems. It's true.
I think we're already.
Spider-Man poster says the untold story. It's like, untold? It's 25 fucking years ago.
The same shit. They just Twilightified it now. It's like it's all brooding and shit.
Oh, really? There's a trailer now?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's just dark. It's all dark.
Chris Nolan did.
It is like that, yeah. But it sucks, because that's not. I mean, Spider-Man's supposed to be. He's like wisecracking. He's like a funny.
Oh, we're talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Superman.
Oh, no.
No, that's coming, though.
Yeah. No, I did know. But yeah, the Spider-Man one is just absurd.
Superman.
all over your
face. He's going to run a train on you.
Does he have semen of steel?
I think this is an age-old debate.
Like, yeah. What's his semen like?
Why is everybody looking at me? Like,
you're the
expert. Talking.
You're the nerd.
I am the nerd. No, I admit it. I have no idea, though, about Superman.
Oh, okay.
I think they talk about that in Mallrats, actually.
I think they do. They're like, how could he fuck Lois Lane without blowing a hole in her stomach?
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That was one of our sound effects from Imaging.
Oh, stop.
Balls. That was me, though.
We can never get balls out of your mouth.
Superman would blow a load like a shotgun through Noah's back, says Super Nintendo Charles.
Probably true.
That would probably hurt.
You'd like it, though.
Into that.
And then that's an extra hole to fuck. That you'd have.
In my bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, there's so many nerve endings in the bath, then I'd probably be retarded afterwards.
What?
Retarded-er.
Retarded-er.
See, she must have already fucked Superman, because she doesn't know how nerve endings work.
Yeah.
No, if I have spine damage...
Who said anything about your spine? It would miss your spine.
My back.
It would miss your spine.
All right, well, I was assuming it would be straight through the middle of my back.
No. On an angle.
Okay. Fine. I'd be missing some type of an organ.
Pretend like you're fucking on a stepladder. So you sort of, at an odd angle.
It comes out her chest and blows her own head off.
Still, yeah, another hole.
She's gone into a weird area.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, now it's going. The conversation was perfectly normal until just now.
For this show.
Fucking Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, just.
That was just.
Another weird area.
So.
There we go.
Oh.
It sounded like he was like in a isolation.
Sean is in our isolation booth.
Isolation booth.
How's it?
isosceles.
I wonder if it's just that one. Hold on. No, they all sound like that. Why is that?
Sean has a cold.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Wait, where is Sean?
We just went through this.
He was visiting. He's visiting family. I think he's visiting his girlfriend's family right now. He's in Connecticut, and then he's going to Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
But here we could do a little Sean segment. Yeah, I fucked her.
Yep.
That was the Sean segment.
She was a land monster, but I still do her.
So now you have to talk.
She's that big. But still fucked her.
Like praise bands that just sound like they're hitting Boston fans.
I fucked a bunch of broads. Wallace and Charles Bronson and Norma Jean.
I like the anger.
Sounded close to noise. It was all right. I liked it. Closest thing to noise that they'll ever do.
Whackity schmackity do.
Whackity schmackity do.
There we go. I didn't want to
there's nowhere to go from there. We can move on.
That's sweet. Okay. That's your Sean.
Yeah. So earlier this week,
not dead. Jesus Christ. Wait, did you know something we don't know?
I don't know.
Noah killed Sean, you guys. earlier this week, I had a brilliant idea.
Another.
No. Yes. And that was to take a meme that we much originally started right here on the show, mm-hmm. which was the Tom Arias scream,
right,
and bring it to the rest of the world.
Okay.
Who didn't already have that album to listen to it themselves?
Well, they have the album.
He means like the five people on the earth that don't listen to the live
cast. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But it's just something I figured, you know, there's the sad trombone, there's the priceisrightfail.com, where it's just one-task website. I wanted a one-task website just to hear Tom Arias scream. Uh-huh. So I did that. I registered TomAriasScream.com.
Is he going to sue you?
Well, that's where this story is going right now.
Oh, shit.
Is that I loaded it up. Wednesday, I launched it. I tweeted about it. Metal Flex tweeted about it. It got out there into the meme universe. And in the last week, it's gotten 60,000 hits.
Jeez.
In the last 4 days or whatever, since Wednesday.
60,000.
Now, have you put Amazon Kindle ads on it yet?
No. I put one, like a Google ad.
Okay.
That was really mad.
So that everyone who clicks on it downloads enough
to
the
live now. I should.
Yeah, I like that
idea. Virus in the grill here on 91.5.
No, and like my goal after I saw that it got, you know, pretty successful, that people were like really into it. Like I was doing Twitter searches about it and looking at people who were like, oh my God, I just played this 5 times. My girlfriend is so pissed. Or like, oh, my dorm roommate just shut the door and gave me this evil look because I can't stop wrestling with fun. It's like, wow, this is really affecting people. This is great. So the only other thing that is left is for Tom Araya himself to hear it.
Okay.
And I mean, I could have taken a shortcut and I could have just emailed their publicist and been like, check this out. This is this thing that's happening. It's getting a lot of hits.
Anyone doesn't know what you're talking about, it's this. Right?
Yes. That's pretty much it. You just go to TomArayaScream.com and then you press a button, which is Tom Araya's face, and that scream yells.
Okay.
And so I want Tom Araya to hear it, but I want him to find it by himself or like someone to tell him about it. I don't want to be the one to be like, hey, check this out.
And the good news is?
The good news is he has heard about it.
And the bad news is?
The bad news is I got a cease and desist letter. but honestly, it was the most polite cease and desist letter I have ever received. And to be honest with you, I was so excited when I got this. I was like, yes, this is it. Like, what is left to do with this website? The half-life of this website is done now.
Yeah.
It has achieved its greatness.
Half-life or shelf-life?
Shelf-life.
So half-life would mean there's still half to go.
No.
If the half-life means the time when it loses half its potency.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it's like...
it's still got half the potency.
Well, it's still going to be up, but it's like... Oh. It's not going to be...
I'm gonna referee this, okay? What Rob said is technically accurate, but what Sid said is what Rob meant to say.
No! All right, anyway. So, should I read the...
Yes.
Is there like a legal ramification right
now?
No,
it is. You're encouraged to read cease and desist letters because it spreads the message.
Rob,
Oh, that's first name basis.
Wait, is this the one that you forwarded me?
Yeah.
It's not really a cease and desist.
Well, it's just it's a preemptive.
A cease and desist is what's coming if you don't respond.
Yeah, that's, I did respond.
Here's a man who knows.
You're
a
right.
Cease and desist.
I'm writing from Universal Music Publishing Group. We administer publishing rights for Angel of Death, as written by Jeffrey Henneman. It has come to our attention that Metal Injection has created a website entitled TomAriahScream.com, which incorporates elements from that composition along with Araya's likeness and the Slayer trademark logo.
Hey, can I just say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
To that lawyer, if he's listening right now, that is not what Dad had in mind when he paid for the lawyer. Maybe a public defender, or, you know, maybe a really rich corporate lawyer.
Yeah.
Not the guy who's like, we administer Angel of Death rights.
Jeffrey Hammond.
We prevent people from using bites of songs about the Jews roasting in ovens in Auschwitz.
I'm so excited about this letter. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to interrupt.
We just started. We just started.
It's
so much more.
Can you first read what you wrote him? I'm curious.
I didn't write him anything. This is the first email. This is the first
okay.
email in our show.
All right, I misunderstood.
He reached out to me because of the popularity of the book. So, okay. The good news. Tom's seen the site and thinks it's funny.
Hey!
This is where I'm like, I did it! I did it! Tom found out about it!
This is fair use. This is parody. All
right. Okay, so the good news, Tom's seen the site and thinks it's funny. The bad news, it's not a licensed use of any of the above elements. This is where it takes a turn for the amazing. Unfortunately, copyright and trademark are delicate matters. Even funny uses that were conceived without malice, assuming that's the case.
That's
here.
My favorite part is the parenthetical, assuming that was the case here. I know you like woke up one morning and maybe there's a possibility that you were like, fuck Tom Araya.
I'm gonna fuck up his day.
Yeah, no. Fuck Jeff Hanneman.
Fuck Jeffrey Hanneman.
You're a Jewish activist group and you're gonna take down Slayer.
Assuming that was the case.
I've waited 25 years to take down Slayer. This is my chance.
No. It's going to get... The law school's really going to come in a few sentences. Okay, so assuming that's the case here, could have a dangerous impact on the band's future rights.
Absolutely.
This is the law school coming in right here.
Here we go.
For example,
yeah.
Many advertising negotiations will include a period of exclusivity
mm-hmm.
in which we are not allowed to grant similar rights to another party. But if there are other uses already in circulation,
mm-hmm.
we might not be able to offer that exclusivity. Now, here's where he puts it in real layman's terms for a simple folk.
Twice. He gives two examples, and he's very careful to say that they're fictional.
Yeah.
Well, fictional examples.
Copy and pasted from my term paper. Well, I would like to say.
Yeah, parentheses. Fake example.
Fake. Can you sue him because this example is not real?
And it's in caps lock, too, to really stress it. Fake example. We can't tell Coke that they are the only beverage company that can use the song if Pepsi is already using it.
So it's fake. Why should I believe it?
In other instances, if the representatives for the band are lax on how they enforce the copyright,
I'm just doing my job, guys.
The courts might later rule that the band didn't perceive those rights had value.
Mm-hmm.
Another fictitious example,
yep.
This one bold, underlined, and italic.
He had all the buttons. He had all the buttons on Word.
Yeah. Let's say we ignore 5 bootlegging operations.
Let's
not use a fake example. Let's say we ignore 5 companies that want to use a song about Auschwitz.
Yeah,
sound
clip.
That's the real example.
But want to sue the 6.
Uh-huh.
The courts might rule that we didn't do enough to stop
right.
the first 5,
right.
so it's not fair to single out the one we tried to sue. Note!
Right.
Not saying you're bootlegging.
No, you're not.
Just trying to speak in layman's terms.
Well, because if he did imply that you were bootlegging, you could sue him and get another guy that went to 3 years of law school
even
to write him this
letter. Well, not only did he write fictitious example, but also note, not saying you're bootlegging.
Yeah, no, of course not.
He's bookending. Right. Is that the right term, Darren? Right. I said bookending.
What he's saying is he's your friend.
Yeah. He's looking out for me.
Yeah.
Then, when able, please contact me to discuss licensing rights on TomMariahScream.com.
Oh,
we definitely want to find an amicable middle ground.
$80,000 USD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your money back.
Have you asked?
Yeah, I responded. I responded. After some legal counsel from my people being
from Vince.
Being Vince Neilfeed and Axel Rosenberg and Frank.
Vince was like, don't respond.
Wait for the season to set. Wait for the season to set. But I'm like, well, you know what? To be fair, all jokes aside, that was a very non-threatening email. And he was, and like all the layman, like he's right though with the pursuing the copyright and like if they don't do anything, then they theoretically could lose copyright cases in the future.
Oh, wait. He's
who
right
cares?
In the legal sense.
In the legal sense, right? Yeah.
In the being a prick sense, he's still wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, we just got some serious...
No.
I'm sorry,
I have to he just reached out to... We're going to be taking off the air right now. We're getting a fictitious example. If you go on a podcast and talk about it... No,
not saying you're doing a podcast.
So here, I guess I'll read my...
Someone else's radio station, too.
Yeah.
This is my response to him. I wrote, I appreciate the non-threatening nature of the email. There was there was absolutely no malice intended with the creation of this website. Ooh, a little burp. I wrote that in the email.
Not saying you're really burping.
I'm obviously a big fan of Slayer, and I just thought it would be hilarious. I'm honored that not only my joke got back to Tom, but that he found it funny. I understand completely where you're coming from, and I'm honestly just doing this as a goof. There's no budget behind this, no machine. It's just a joke. I'd love to be able to figure out a way we can keep the site up, but I don't have any money to pay for any licensing. I can tell you, this is where I flipped the script on him.
Whoa, what's happening?
I can tell you that in being up for 3 days, the site has gotten 50,000 hits, 7,000 Facebook shares, and over 1,000 tweets. So it's clear that...
It's only going to make it worth more for him.
So it's clear, well, he did flip it back on me, but so it's clear that fans are appreciating this and in thus inducing more positive response to Slayer and their brand. Oh, a little marketing speak.
Wait a sec. You are.
I really pulled this. I really pulled this.
60,000 yes. people saw him in Rio yesterday.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Well, the response we get. While I understand there are licensing issues, this is all publicity that. The Tom and the band have received absolutely free of charge. And I ended it. I would love to keep the site up somehow. And then he responded, much longer. Thanks, Rob. In my 10-plus years of clearing music, I can tell you that is a very standard response. Oh, it's on!
Oh,
it's on!
He insulted your marketing technique.
However, my...
Yeah,
it's like, who went to law school here? However, my counter to that is that every time music is played, it creates a buzz of some kind. But not every time is that music used without compensating the artist and or the songwriter.
Wait, is that what caused the buzz on our feed earlier? It was Slayer.
Maybe. For example...
Oh, God.
Did you know that the music you hear on the radio generates money for the writer? And there is currently lobbying in Congress to get some royalties from...
He replied to him, yes, sir, I am on the radio. All about it.
Even music you watch on YouTube. So while the user isn't purchasing it, the broadcaster is still remitting a portion of their operating profits back to the writers and artists. They are building their businesses on the backs of.
You need to respond.
Really
to
weird grammar.
Respond and be like, what is this YouTube you speak of? Can I have a web link or a
fictitious
example? Can I have a literal example? Yeah.
Teach me of this YouTube. Did he at all address the irony of people building their business on the backs of artists as the, what, $750 an hour lawyer who's like, fucking like, charges them more money to actually bold things? He's like, that's nice.
Hold on. This is where what you were saying earlier, where he throws it back in my face. He goes, further, while 60,000 hits, likes, tweets does have an element of value, that's not 60,000 purchases,
which translates
to money for the band.
Exclamation point, tilde, percent sign, $10,000.
Tilde, for example. No. For the sake of argument, let's say that 1% of those parties go out and buy a Slayer song. a lot of them probably own Slayer content, so we're talking incremental value here. That's 600 sales. The songwriter usually gets $0.091, which means the website generated roughly $54 in benefit for my writer.
Where's your cut?
So if you send Jeffrey Hanneman a check for $54,
the artist gets a bit more, let's say $200. Conversely, with one TV advertisement, I could bring down roughly $200,000 just for the songwriter.
He says I?
With matching... Yes.
Their lawyer says I?
Yes. With matching rights for the artist.
Well, their lawyer's here.
No, he's not the lawyer. This guy is the associate director of music clearance. Oh. So he's their licensing guy.
Can I read a few comments before they get buried here?
Sure.
So Shankletown, the Tom Araya scream already has gotten more hits than piercing metal. And another
ever, yeah.
Another one from him. I wrote Slayer a cease and desist after hearing Undisputed Attitude. Super Nintendo Charmer. That's Sid's favorite album.
I like that one. That's my favorite.
Super Nintendo Chalmers. This is going to really fuck up Slayer's deal to use Angel of Death in the new Honda Accord commercial.
Awesome. All right. So I can give the songwriter $200,000 with matching rights for the artist. More if it's for peak use like the Super Bowl.
Fictitious example.
No offense meant, please, but I'm not willing to risk a possible $200,000 endorsement for $250.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
If you respect the band, and I believe you do,
oh my God,
please understand that this scream site could have very serious ramifications on their livelihood. I'm taking food out of Baby Araya's mouth.
Kerry King's pet snakes are going hungry.
Kerry King has to buy the non-brand snake food for
dead mice. He has to get the filthy dead mice.
The off-brand dead mice.
Dave Lombardo's $83 million in alimony payments every month are going to not be paid because of you, bastard.
Okay, and then he goes, additionally, I think the traffic works both ways. The Scream website links back to the main Metal Injection page. I would argue that the value of traffic relative to our respective rights is much greater for Metal Injection than it is for Slayer. Could Slayer live without 60,000 hits, likes, tweets? Could Metal Injection?
I think
the legal argument could be made that Metal Injection benefits more from the equation than Slayer does.
Well, what do you say to that, Rob?
Well, ultimately what I would say is, all right, I'll take down the link. Yeah. I don't care. I just put that, like, whatever, just to give myself credit. But if that's what's causing this issue. All right, so then this is where the compromise starts happening. What I'm getting at, fictitious, what I'm getting at is that I think there could be a way to keep the site up, parenthesis, maybe not permanently. It may have to be a limited time promotional kind of idea.
What?
And still protect the copyright and trademark for the band. For example.
What are you, Bacon Chicken Ranch at Subway? What the fuck does that mean?
For example, don't you think the site would function reasonably well without the Slayer logo tiled in the background? What about without Tom's face on the button? By pulling that off the site, we immediately lower the band's exposure to lost revenue, with arguably little to no impact to your functionality and traffic.
Why don't you put, like, Doris Day instead of...
Get a couple other dudes whose name happens to be Tom Araya and get them singing.
What if I get his... What if I put his younger brother, who's in Sinai's Bleed?
No, you're not allowed to talk about that.
No. Wait, we just got another letter. Hold on.
This is where he starts. Further, we could increase traffic/sales for the band if there was a link to their merch store or digital audio retailer, i.e. iTunes, Amazon, etc.
Just take the fucking site down.
Rob, what if you just take the sound clip off, too?
Yes. Please note that I don't... Please note that I don't represent the rights to either trademark, name, likeness, or the matter of recording. The first two are through their lawyer, and the third is through their record label. Mm-hmm. I only represent songwriter Jeff Hanneman.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you're going to get four more letters.
I have had correspondence with their label and their lawyer, and I was elected as the one to reach out. Lawyers usually charge their clients dollar sign on an hourly basis. Publishers don't. So we're trying to avoid racking up the meter for the band just to have these talks.
What?
They were all open to the possibility of getting something amicable on the table. And don't worry, we're not looking at your company like it's made of money. How dare you, sir?
Rob, you need to keep this guy engaged in email conversation
Please.
For as long
Wait.
As you possibly
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Control him.
I yeah. therefore have to circle back to them before we solidify anything to make sure it protects their respective interests. But let's hop on the phone when you have a minute and brainstorm solutions.
We have a minute right now.
No.
Hey, you're good at prank calls, aren't you?
Hold on.
Email.
No, I told you I'm bad
Email.
At them, but I still do them.
Note, the music industry shuts down for the holidays.
No.
Most companies, including my own, will be closed the week between 12/23 and 1/3. Best regards, the publishing guy. So how do I respond? How do I approach it? I think I'm fine with taking down their logo or whatever. Mm-hmm. And taking down his face.
The
That's
first
fine.
Thing, and you should have asked this the first time around, but you need to clarify. When you say Tom Mariah found it funny, now do you mean he just nodded his head? Did he laugh out loud?
He can't nod his head anymore.
Right. How am I funny? Am I a clown? I amuse you?
Yeah, like how funny did he find it? Like in what way did he show that he found it funny?
Did he giggle?
If it made Tom Mariah laugh out loud.
Yeah. How fun, yeah. Before we continue any of these talks. Yeah. How funny did yeah. Tom Mariah find it? And for example, non-fictional example, did he go, quote, that's funny? Did he go, ha-ha? Did he go bursting into laughter for
did
a minute?
Did he guffaw uncontrollably for 30
say
seconds?
Say you need it for a blurb for your portfolio or something.
No, you ask for an audio recording and then you do Tom
It's Tom Mariah laughing.
But, so this is the letter Rob sent back. Yeah, there you go.
That should be the next site, Tom Mariah apology.
Oh my god.
Tomorrow
it will be
sorry.
Players publicist have reached out to me. Here's my vocal response.
Do they have to start the process anew for every new domain name?
Look at me some other ones. Tom Mariah predicting the weather.com. Red and blood! From the lacerated sky.
Tom Mariah, foreign correspondent. No, that's not it. Here it is.
What's the crisis in Afghanistan like, Tom?
Describing his location in regards to heaven?
I don't have that clip, sorry.
No.
I would have loved to have had it.
Silence for that one, god damn it.
Thanks.
Machine. Do that again.
I'm sorry, Sid. Sorry I don't have that clip.
I need to demand to talk to Tom Mariah directly to settle this matter.
You should just apologize to him so you're taking it down and then take everything he says and put it up on news site. Gotcha.
I like it. All right. Well, that was great. I mean, that was worth it. This whole thing was worth it, not only for that email and for Tom Rice seeing it, but for this conversation that we just had, because that was hilarious.
You should really do the sorry thing, though. Make the sorry clip.
Here's my response. www.tomrice.com.
Fictional example.
All right. Let's take a music break. We got a bunch of songs. Some of those songs are from my top 10 list. I think only two, though.
Is Steve Vai number one?
No, Steve Vai. All right. My number one album of the year was Obscura with Omnivium. That was mine. I liked it. Axel, what was yours? Human Abstract.
Mine was the Human Abstract.
Yeah, I should have said that. What?
Which was the band name? Which was
Obscura was the band name.
Oh.
Omnivium.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Noah, do you have a favorite album of the year?
I don't know. I haven't figured out which one's my most favorite.
Cool. Justin, do you have a favorite?
I didn't buy a ton of new records this year. I'd probably listened to the Helms of Lee record more than any other record.
Mm-hmm.
New stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Is that on your...
It's not on my list.
It's not on your list, huh?
little too underground for my list.
Too underground? Another first step, like, yeah.
Fictional example.
Not really
underground. That's such a mean thing. I know what you mean when you say too underground.
It's a hipster. Oh, this is a Rob's number two song. Here it is.
Every year.
It was reissued this year. So the new remasters are phenomenal. Oh! All right, let's get to the music. We kick it off with a little bit of live Meshuggah right now on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Cease and desist. Really, Meshuggah didn't allow you to play that.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
That's right over here.
Just
look here, come this way.
No, don't come here and look, because Matt his forehead is still on the glass.
That's why I wore a cap.
So this music is 20 minutes long, so.
And it's on one track, right?
Yeah. So we have
so we have till 8:30.
Do you want to go to the kitchen?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if I'm going to smoke, but I would definitely
go to the kitchen. I'll take a walk with you, too. I like having a speaker. We should do that at the house, too.
So we're going to actually interview
you. Yeah, I was about to say, I feel bad. Can we be interviewed? You just wanted to come on the show to hang out. You didn't want to.
Yeah, come on. That's the same
thing. Yeah.
I feel bad that
Injections like that.
On every song, or
except for the last one, and I transitioned it really nicely, like seamlessly.
Oh,
so I get
cool.
The very last second.
Oh, that's great.
I think I'm gonna do it like that for now. It's really just from doing the serious show that I've been doing, and it like sounds like 30 times better, you know.
You have to do that your own, or someone does.
Yeah, I produce my own show. See, so like.
Sid made that one.
Did I?
Yeah.
I forget. Like, this was so long ago. I forget who made what.
You basically made all of those up until, like,
anything anti-Semitic with Sid.
Yeah.
No, I threw a couple in there. You did the one of my favorites, the concentration camp one.
Which one is it? From my mind?
The Metal Injection Livecast is like a concentration camp. A big sloppy mess of Jews bullshitting about nothing in particular and waiting to die.
Sean just sent us a thing.
Did he?
Picture set?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sean just
sent us a thing. What is it? If you can't.
There's one beer left.
Nice day to
you
hit.
Would like it.
Thank you.
Nice.
You will? Oh, no,
I've got
down
wine. It's starting really well.
Once we got this plane.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Kevin, it's so nice to do this.
Yeah.
It's not for, like,
this is not part of his job to do this?
Well,
he's trying to get him off.
Serious, not
for. Yeah, like, we're not.
I just thought, like, anyone that uses these rooms, he just does the room. Oh, no, it's fine. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, he could just say no, and then we wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I'm busy with
real.
Okay.
But actually,
the one
for that.
Sounds pretty good.
No, like, this was
another
really
amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'll listen back. But it sounds
really good. I'm rather than just say, like, for some reason, Bowman's
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about doing that skit.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do it now or no?
So what is
the... Oh, here, I'll show it to you.
Is that it?
Yeah, here it is. Steve Mussain introducing it, and then he has a rabbi read all the songs. It'll both be me, and then there's like a testimonial from Thor.
So I just have to read them? Oh, but there's no Chuck bits.
I can make the Chuck bits right now. No?
I feel we're not going to...
Your volume is on, by the way.
I feel this is too much to do live.
It wasn't an email.
Okay. Can we do it right now? Record it now?
The music rig is only like...
One more minute.
Let me do it now.
What if we do it live after the show ends, and then if it sucks, we just won't add it to the end of the show.
Now we get angry emails from
so people. Like, so here's what we get the Chuck.
Like, hold on, so we'll record it after the show. Or we'll just do it live after the show, but if it like if it sucks. Or you want to just record it after the show and add it to the archive.
Does anyone else
like you don't take that down right away, I'm gonna
me and Rob.
Alright,
I'll do that this thing.
Like when Finn when Sergeant Green was
shit, I wonder if they'll recognize Hanukkah.
Let's do Hanukkah.
Well, first, let's see if he gets it right.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're really in trouble now.
Yeah.
I would imagine that that's the if you could go back and sort of
cut out
a few years ago, sort of talk this stuff about okay, here's the thing.
I think my battery might die before the.
So what level is
there?
Is there like how deep into the log do you need to go to be able to operate the way we're supposed to be? Not going to follow it.
Wait, is there any?
I don't think we ever really want to follow it, or we would be out of business by now. There's people who would love for us to be out of business.
I have nothing to do with the recording, right? It's just the, I don't have the, just phone calls, right?
Oh, no. Okay.
Century Media really wants us to be out of
business.
Have they pulled all advertising from
you? Is that because I pulled this out to do this?
Yeah, 3 months later.
Dave
Mustaine's Hanukkah hits.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, and just email me the scripts so I have it. Just follow me.
I'm sad he ruined the Karate Kid. Because his dad is John G. Hamilton, who directed Rocky and the Karate Kid. And now when I see those movies, I'm like, fuck, your sperm came first.
And how are we going to play the truck thing? Should I just hit them when I get to it?
No, it's actually
good. Yeah. All right.
Like one day, Ash was like,
I don't know if you want to hear
Rob,
action.
What did Ash put on his Facebook page? Like, I wish I knew my daddy or something.
Yeah.
I wish my daddy loved me. Are we coming back
now? One or two. Yeah, well, this was when we were already in here. All the other ones sounded really good. This one I wrote.
All right, so who's the face to which enemy?
Okay.
Cash?
Yeah.
Emailing you this thing, though.
He's the one with the most power.
Yeah,
to, like,
but he hasn't cleared up. Like, what he did ultimately had no effect on
him. Yeah.
What?
I mean, we did lose out on money.
From Century?
Yeah.
Who else?
From Century.
Oh, well.
It's not that big of a deal, but...
I thought when it first happened, I freaked out because I thought it was way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Considering how much time Dan and I spent discussing what to do about that.
What were you discussing?
Because the first Ash did that whole
thing. So I think we're back after this.
Where he posted that rant on Facebook.
Oh, Dan, can you do a return intro?
Play the music bed?
For
the whole thing.
How
do I play two things at once? Yeah, just do it. Here's iTunes.
This is the intro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I
that's
got
the intro. The glands are in. Oh, that's all you need to know?
And,
I'm like, dude, I mean.
Just going to open it with a different program. So that I could hit play on that.
Label, yeah. You gotta anticipate that they're gonna get some flack for them, right? Not everyone's gonna love them. They're gonna be like,
I mean, oh, so I can do it.
Yeah, and then just play the like play this first, and then lower the volume on it a little.
The volume is not there. Now I'm gonna turn it
back
on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Look at it. Okay.
But you that illustrates the point. Like. How many Wings of Plague records have I accidentally helped sell by talking about how terrible Wings of Plague are?
Which one did I send you to play? I forgot.
There really is no such thing as bad publicity. Like, people don't listen to me.
Which one did I send you to play? I forgot.
Agree with me.
Oh,
Well, and I mean, it's especially true in the context of, like, when...
I'll do the concentration camp one, because we were just talking about that.
Media outlet, right? So, like... Just awareness of something gives you a concept, right?
The smartest thing I ever heard anyone say about it was, I don't care what you write about my band, as long as it's really positive or really negative, because I know people will check it out anyway, uh-huh. And that's all I
can. Right.
But he obviously didn't feel it. Oh, so then we run that contest every year, Run Metal Sucks for a Day.
Right.
And the guy who won this year
was
a roadie for Winds of Plague and Periphery. So he's like, he knows Ash. And he did his interview with Ash, where Ash.
What kind of a countdown we got there?
More, and like, at no point, and at that point.
No, do you know how much time is left in the track?
There were factual errors.
Yeah.
How long is the file?
No point in
20 minutes.
Oh, 20,
yeah, and then we were like, that was like hours and hours of being on the phone debating about what to do. And we finally settled on, we'll run the internet and then we'll run the internet. And I thought there was going to be like a lot of fallout.
Because you settled it. Like, you said your piece. I thought it was great.
I thought it was going to get worse. I thought it was just going to get worse today.
Huh.
And then in the morning when the flight got hacked, my first instinct was like, Appleton! Newman!
Yeah, this is the end of the song, so I think we might be coming back. I don't remember.
Wait, but didn't you put the return bumper on that?
No.
Did they get
there's another song.
Alright.
It wasn't even really a negative review. It was a positive review, but it was
really I'm ready.
It's never what I expect, and also I'm only surprised by two different things. Like when I get an email from an Amtrak that's published like that, I'll just ask you something. I'm like,
God, fucking 22 shows in the house,
right? Like, this is give a fuck.
Right. I mean, the mess of the whole thing is I don't think it's short-circuit. That your ability to say something worthwhile, but it certainly sends a message when it's like, the site is called Metal Sucks.
I got on the phone with Axel Rosenberg.
Let's start from there and then talk about why you're so mad.
Would you agree with the statement that some of the things you bring about Amtrak have been really spirited?
Just give me a cue when to hit it. I don't know when the song ends or anything.
The site is called Metal Sucks. It was just so fucking ridiculous. Somebody from their booking agency yelled at me one night. I was in a bar, and she found out who I was. She came over and started giving me shit. She accused me of trying to sabotage her. She was like, what? See, it's how I wish I had the power to sabotage an entire Amazon store.
It's like, God, like, you're fucking adults. Like, I don't know.
It's crazy.
People really lose context of, like, what they're doing. They feel...
I just feel like people, they just, like, have no faith with those.
Yeah.
They're just out of touch with reality.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, right? It's, like, it's being out of touch. Like, there's,
seriously, like, I could really be railing Amtrak for? Are you listening to what you're saying?
Well, also, like, what's the idea of, like, I don't know, just the whole idea of, like, human beings, like, well, I'm going to approach this guy in a bar and totally, like, unleash all this venom on him and, like, you know, make him have to respond to that. Like, that's not a way that, like, adults do, like, talk to each other, but... I mean, if she was, like, if she was drunk, then, you know, that's fine.
I don't know how drunk she was. I just
take a moment here anymore?
Yeah, very sorry.
There's, like, 30 seconds to minute.
We know Madonna's
I'm ready.
I just said to her, I was like, she was mad because I posted a video from 1993 where Scott Ian talked about killing Joey Belladonna and his body. And I was like, it's pretty funny that, that now Joey is his best friend. And she was really pissed. She was like, I just finished doing some posts at the first day of the tour. And I was like, look, I didn't wake up in the morning and be like, that's my fucking...
Today's the day.
First of all, I didn't realize it was the first day of the tour. And second of all, I definitely didn't wake up and be like, how can I fuck up Jeff as a TKO booking today? It never entered my mind. And I'm sorry if I...
My battery's actually running down.
My intention. I just thought it was funny that...
If you have a charger, there's a
I think I have enough time to play this.
And here he is up there for the...
7%.
This is the end of it.
I mean...
Wait. Damn it! This is the end. It's ending.
Like,
after this little
console?
If things don't go well,
we'll
for
you.
Right? So,
yeah. Whatever.
And then she went over to Port Doc. We're coming back again.
I'll cue you.
The biggest build-up ever.
Good?
Hope my computer doesn't die. All right, lowering music.
This is Chuck Landis. This show is a lot like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews. Yes, in the and bring Saddam. Get ready, the Mafia. Metal injection live and returns.
Get ready, the matzah. Is that what he said?
He had a little slip of the tongue there.
We have pretzel rods instead.
All right. Yeah. Well, not all of us are Jews here today. Justin Foley, one of our special guests, along with Axel Rosenberg of Mega Plus, is here. Justin, you're not Jewish, right?
Actually, my family's from the
We're all going to the bars.
The
bar's got their bookkeeping,
John.
It's back. Too cheap to buy potatoes.
It's back. I can hear it.
It affected us.
Oh. Why? What's it's in.
You got to reboot the Tandy.
It's all the way in.
Reboot the Tandy.
Are you saying that because I'm Jewish, I'm too cheap to buy a good computer and I bought a Tandy?
It's because it's an old school computer would probably have a bug like that. Maybe a Commodore 64 would be the best.
I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you say, guys. Come on, guys.
So, Justin, we haven't talked at all about your band.
Okay, what would you like to know?
like, what's the band about and stuff?
Great. I look forward to having a similar conversation with, like, a relative of mine a week from now. So playing music. This is interesting.
Good.
So
this is like a good warm up.
Do you guys play?
Do you have a real job besides that?
Do I have a real job?
No, but what your parents are going to ask you.
Oh, yeah, do I have a real job?
My parents still ask me if I have a real job. I'm like, Mom, this is my job. Yes.
More jobs than your parents do.
Yeah. Seriously, I have twice as many jobs as them.
Yeah, you
Wait,
do.
Wait, how many? They have zero, so
exactly.
Times zero is zero.
Whoa.
Your parents don't work at all?
No. Well, at this point, they're old.
Robert, why do you not have saving jobs, Robert? Work harder.
I'm happy to, you know, talk about it, but, like, open-ended questions, they just...
I know, that was a terrible
Be very
So the austerity program,
yes.
Are you guys, like, inactive?
No. We're
Can you announce that you're breaking up on our show?
Took the last month to really sort of get ready for tonight. So, we continue to go on.
How are you guys going through losing your bassist in a bus crash?
Well, we think we're going to be pretty good for another about record and a half, and then we're going to suck. really hard, and then we're gonna open new doors of like what it really means to really be a bad band.
So you haven't called Lou Reed yet.
No, I mean we're gonna be the kind of thing where people are gonna have to sort of dig really deep to explain why they like our first few records when they're talking about what we've been up to for the past 2.5 years.
And yet, when I write about how bad you've gotten, I will get desperate.
Exactly, because there you will have begun the letting go process, and others. Others just
they
aren't
there.
No, it's stages of grief is what it really comes down to. So the band that I'm in is a band that is a part-time, I mean, it's not a band that I do for a living, which is actually kind of a conscious choice, but I don't think the type of music that we can play, we find enough of an audience to sustain what we're doing money-wise.
Not with that attitude.
Now it's, wow, that's actually a really good point. but you know, that's fine for us. So we have sort of lives and other stuff, so we move at a slow pace, but we're not, I don't think we're inactive. I haven't talked to the other guy in the band for about a week or so, so I don't know, maybe we're inactive.
Some band you are.
Yeah, well, you know, wow. You're really making me think here.
Yeah. Are you a band? You personally? These are some Barbara Walter-esque questions here. You know.
If you were a band, what kind of band would you be?
I like to make our guests feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Just like Metallica does with their fans.
Yeah.
How so?
By putting out shitty music. They're forced to have their fans defend their older stuff.
We're
making him feel uncomfortable just like they do to their fans.
I don't know. I'm a fan of Metallica, but there's no way I'm defending their poor decisions to work with Lou Reed or their last two albums. I'm sorry.
He'd be talking to a wall in a nursing home if it wasn't for Metallica.
Let me ask you a quick question. I thought of this pop culture.
Living the script.
No, somebody was talking about how The Simpsons is a terrible show.
Right? Wrong.
Well, hold on. But like, when was the last time you watched The Simpsons?
I watched some of the
Sunday morning.
The newer season.
Yeah, no, actually, I feel like the newer season, I haven't watched every episode this season or last season, but the few that I've watched, I found that maybe like 80% of them were pretty good, like better than the last, like better than what it's been a few years ago.
See, I in my mind, The Simpsons and Metallica are pretty much on the same sort of general arc. Simpsons is never going to be a crap show, even though people could turn it on now and be like, this show is shit. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, this is
you know, even...
Metallica's
you know,
way
even
worse
yeah.
than Simpsons.
Even though I don't watch the new season, I just don't ever want them to get canceled or go away.
You want to know that it's there.
Yeah, but, if Metallica broke up, that'd be a good thing.
Yes.
I'm
done with this album. You know what, though?
You saw them recently.
Yeah.
So did he.
Yeah. We were there.
Was that
we were all there.
It was a good show, right?
It was okay.
No.
Matt hated it. Matt actually hated it.
If you were there, it was
it's
good.
Okay. Shankletown's in the comment section
it,
going nuts.
If you were listening to like a stream of it maybe on the radio, it, you know.
Here's the thing. They can no longer play their instrument. That is the sad truth. They, like, Lars is worse than ever.
Yeah.
Fucked up like intros to songs. Like they fucked up the intro to Master of Puppets.
Lars already noticeably fucked up like many, many times.
Yeah, and you're in the biggest metal band
in the world
ever,
yeah.
Playing in fucking Yankee Stadium.
Right.
Like, come on.
Playing a song you've been playing for a million fucking years.
Yeah.
So but if like if you're that old and you're playing music that's sort of like that reliant on youthful aggression and energy, like to be relevant, what do you do? Obviously, you break that band up.
I don't think energy is the issue there, because I think the band has sufficient energy. They sounded decent. I thought that Lars is the problem. He just sucks at playing the drums.
Yeah,
period.
But I'll go into this saying that if you know he's a key part of that band, whether or not they're any sort of good, right? Like I think you know the idea of well, just swap out that guy. You know, give him someone younger. Work for Led Zeppelin when they put John Bonham's son in there, right?
Right.
That was awesome.
Yeah. No.
But, like, I'll say that he's a piece of the package.
Right. Right?
So what do you do? You just end it? Say, you know what? This Metallica thing isn't working any longer. We should all go do work. What do they all do? They all go into classical music or something like that? S&M was really, that was the dream. So we should do more of that.
Did you hear that show they did? Like, holy shit, what was that?
Like,
maybe 6-7 years ago, Lars got sick right before they went on. And so they brought out Dave Lombardo to do a few songs, and Joe Jordison from Slipknot to do a few songs, and they sounded 100% better. Like, it was kind of amazing.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, Lars is part of that. He's part of the whole thing they did that.
But he's the business end. Without him, like, there would be no Metallica corporation.
We've
know?
Also never been in the room when it's just four guys sitting there writing new Metallica songs, right? And maybe you know, James Hetfield's just like, I can't do it, and he starts crying, and, you know, Kirk is off, like, trying to figure out, like, how to plug his amp in, and then whoever's the bassist lately is, like, you know, being quiet because he doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Maybe Lars is the guy who's, like, he moves it taller.
So you're saying Lars is sort of like the Tim Tebow of Metallica, whereas
who is Tim Tebow?
Could you explain? Makes him a person in the band, he's awful, but then his inspiration lifts everyone else off.
I feel like that's such a rosy view of Metallica.
I just sort of object to the idea of outsiders sort of having an opinion about, like, what to swap around in the band. Right, okay. And it's not like anything against folks in the room.
No, that's fair.
So I don't know, like, if Lars just happens to be the thing that, like, if they would all say, like, when they have their therapy session, like, man, if it wasn't for Lars, right,
yeah.
like, this would not be taking place. So if he's got to be there, should they just, and he can't technically do the job anymore.
Well, how about a drum track and just have him hit, you know, air
like
drum?
Like what the Sex Pistols did with Sid Vicious, just unplug the amp.
It's kind of hard though, because the with drums it's different, because you hear his horrible drumming even if it's not coming through the amps, right?
If you kill all the mics and then you just play a track loud enough,
it could work.
Yeah. Give him spaghetti for drumsticks, you won't know.
Sure,
it'll be fine.
I think it could work.
But that's actually pretty deep analysis right there.
Yeah.
A little too deep for our show. But, but
we'll
humor you.
So to reply, yes, Metallica should break up.
Yeah. Well, okay, what happens if Metallica breaks up?
Here's the thing.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Even if Lars Ulrich was, let's say that Dave Lombardo mysteriously joins Metallica tomorrow, I'm not convinced that would actually make them better, because, like, James and Kirk are not innocent in the whole process. So it's not like James Hetfield was like, well, we're going to do St. Anger because Lars wants to do it.
Right.
Like, he's in that documentary.
Yeah.
Hetfield is all about it.
Yeah. It's true. I feel like Lars is very much the punching bag where, like, all the negative.
It's just
because
he's a
energy.
Fucking loudmouth.
Yeah.
He says shit
yeah.
like, Lulu makes a Justice for All for the Ramones record. Like,
yeah.
Get fucking raped. Jesus Christ.
Well, no, switching Lars out wouldn't, you know, make the new music any better.
That's what I'm saying.
But going to see them live and hearing the old stuff would sound better.
I would say, if you just wanted to make
yeah.
the old stuff sound better, get rid of Lars
yeah.
and tell James Hetfield to really cut the fuck out with those vocals.
Yeah,
like,
but if you're really
terrible.
Into the old band, if you're into, there are got to be a couple, like, really fun, like, tribute Metallica bands.
Oh,
right?
I'm sure.
Like,
yeah, the music still holds. The music is still phenomenal.
So go see that shit.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if you're in that band, you just say, you know, and you know, you have the same insight that the people in this room have, which is they just can't get it done anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So, but you want to keep making music, but this Metallica thing just is not, you know, you just pull the plug.
I mean, they're making tons and tons of money by touring still anyway, so, you know, who knows? Maybe they just
don't leave money on the table.
That's really
that's
it.
Charity program motto.
But that's really it, though, for them. It's just pretty much a job now, and it's a very well-paying job. They booked one gig at Yankee Stadium, and I'm sure they made millions of dollars just for playing one show, for half-assing one show in our minds. In their minds, I'm sure they put in a full effort. So for them, it's like, why not keep going? There's still a demand. Like, we'll stop when people stop showing up. And there's the other thing is that, like, there's new kids, new Metallica fans being born every day. You know, like, they're now playing to kids that weren't even around by the time they sold out. You know, like, there was that Dave Hill thing where he was outside of a Testament show, and he was just like, Metallica sold out before you were born. He was talking to these, like, 16-year-old kids or something. And then the kid, totally deadpan, was like, they sold out, like, 2 years before I was born. And, like, it's just like,
I was
wow.
At that point,
yeah.
Right?
So,
as long as the kid wasn't like, dude, ain't my bitch as a class.
So, yeah, I mean, they've been shitty for half of their career. That's the crazy. They've been, like, for 15 years, basically, they've been terrible.
Sean McComber wrote this brilliant thing on the Death of Blog the other day about them. He was like, Metallica have now been shitty for half my life.
True.
And then yeah. he, quote unquote, I still wish Ebola on Lars Ulrich's dick, which is the single best thing I've ever read.
But it really shows you that if you have a couple of great albums early in your career, that never goes away. You know what I mean? Well, like Michael Jackson is the same thing as Metallica.
Fucking Belle Biv DeVoe sold out Beauty Queen last year. If you write one song, you are set for life.
And honestly, when was the last time the Rolling Stones put out a relevant album?
That's true.
I mean, they've been around for so long that none of us were even close to it.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
I mean, I guess what, some girls?
But every time that, when Voodoo Lounge came out, you didn't see interviews with Mick Jagger where he was like, oh, this is the best thing we've done since.
Oh, yeah, they don't pretend.
They put out one fucking video, they go on tour, they play one new song, everyone goes and gets a beer. Like, they get it.
Keep your mouth shut.
True.
Yeah.
AC/DC too, like, they get it. No,
AC/DC, to their credit, are putting out the exact same record.
Yeah.
But they're not going in the past telling everybody that it's the best record ever.
Well, Metallica's delusional. I think that's the problem. And they're also very defensive because they hear every day how much they suck from people. So they always want to, like, capture the hearts and minds of their fans back, but each step they take goes backwards. Like,
and also, they would just suck it up and be a legacy band and accept their place in a legacy band.
Yes. I agree
with you. Everything would be a lot better.
Keep making Justice over and over. That's what they should
do. But also, if that was what they were doing, would we talk about them nearly as much on this show?
It wouldn't be
they're fascinating, right? I mean, at this point, there's this colossal exercise in failure.
Yeah.
It's just happening on a massive stage, and you've just got to sit there and have an opinion about it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
And look, in all fairness, they are the biggest thing in metal. So, like, for all their shittiness, when we cover Metallica, it gets hits, you know?
Well,
so there is something to say for that. Like, they are bringing new fans into metal, you know? Like, they're bigger than metal, I feel, at this point. You know, they've transcended it.
When we had the booth at Comic-Con, you know, we had, like, a boombox to play music. And it was like, you play Slayer, like, some people would bob their heads, maybe one dude. Or you play Megadeth, like, some people would bob their heads, maybe two people would come over. You played Metallica? It was like a rush. It was just like, people fucking love Metallica.
Well, they've also been able to probably successfully use guys like the fellow that we got an email from earlier, you know, to their advantage to get the right product placed. You know, they get the right.
Did you get an email from them about licensing issues at Comic Con?
We heard that you were playing our music at Comic Con.
Fictional example.
This could cost them $50 billion in revenue from douche commercials.
Did you realize you may have cost Lars Ulrich his hair plugs for the month of May?
It's two Rembrandts he wants to buy.
Yeah.
These art collections don't buy themselves.
Lars Ulrich had to go to court and sue you and wasn't able to watch other people doing cocaine in the bathroom at B.B. King's.
Oh, Lars.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to come up with some hard truths for yourself. If you woke up in the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and were like, you know, people only really want to hear those old songs that they did. We don't have it in us anymore, right? Like, the whole reason why we started doing this was to sort of, like, chase a passion of, like, creating music in a particular way, and that is so gone at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, so what do you, I mean, like...
I feel like they, in their minds, think they're passionate about it. Like, whatever passion that they have at their age right now, I've been drinking beer, so I'm a little gassy.
I think you just nailed it, and I think that they've been so out of touch for 15 years.
They're propped up by an army of therapists.
Yes, they don't interact with
not
the
even
human
that,
world.
Like, if I'm Cliff Bernstein at Q Prime, and my entire job is to make... if I'm their manager at Q Prime, and my entire job is based on making 10-15%,
but is his name really Cliff Bernstein?
I think so.
That is so close to Cliff Bernstein.
I only
Bernstein.
Know that
because really
of Some Kind of Monster.
Okay.
It's not like I'm buddies with Metallica's manager.
Did you see a picture of
my phone?
Sounded like Cliff Bernstein.
I thought Cliff Bernstein was...
We're getting a little off topic here.
No, finish your statement.
Why would he ever... It's like whoever Axl Rose is manager at any given moment, you know, that person must just be telling him all the time, like, no, you're doing a great job because... You're fucking, that's your salary, that's your paycheck.
Yeah.
So why would you ever go in the room and be like, guys, we're not putting out this fucking new Reed record. Are you out of your mind? You look like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Because, I guess you just get fired. And
But also,
and says, sounds great.
To go with that, I feel like they are in their own little bubble. And there is some genuineness when he says that, because he's in there with them and, like, he's friends with them. You know how you want to like your friends' bands?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like there's a little bit of that, too, in it, where, like, he is trying to be genuine on top of collecting his 15%. So it's all just, like, a warped view of reality for them.
Speaking of warped view of reality,
uh-oh,
we have Shlomo on the line.
Oh, just quickly to confirm, his name is indeed
Clifford. Do you think he was ever scared of getting into a bus because his name was Clifford?
No, so cool. He is a weird-looking motherfucker. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God. Wow. He looks like a cracked-out Santa Claus.
It's all coming back. He wasn't scared to get in the bus because that's the guy from the bus video that you saw in San Francisco. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, looks like Santa.
And I was there in their 30th anniversary weekend.
Do a Google search for Clifford.
He was in one of their tour videos, like that one they put out for the Black
Album. What was the, like, short that one? Was the ring that was played by the guy from India.
Oh, yeah. God.
I know.
That guy was amazing.
I think I hear Shlomo breathing. Shlomo, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going, Shlomo?
I'm doing okay. Well, I've got with a single with other fuckers on the chat room.
What?
What? Who's giving you a problem in the chat room?
What's their name?
Seemingly, Jimmy, that I am real Shlomo, and I am not Shlomo,
let me translate it. He's saying people in the chat are saying he's not the real Shlomo, but he is the real Shlomo. He is Shlomo.
Will the real Shlomo please stand up?
I am the Shlomo.
Yes, because I happen to be using a IRC chat program for my IRC connectivity.
He said he has to be Nick Shlomo trying to register, and no one else can imitate him. Is that right, Shlomo?
And also, my main IRC nickname is Hunter of the Sky, which is my main IRC.
That's your
nickname for all the servers.
So what's up, Shlomo? Is that all you want? You just wanted to confirm your identity in the chat?
Yes. And Kenskir, shut up.
What?
Sit up.
Kenskir, shut up.
Kenskir, shut up.
Yeah. Kenskir, sit up in your seat.
Shut up.
What?
Let's hear that. Wait, let's
shut
hear that.
Up.
Wait, there's somebody else.
Cancer Scare.
Let
shut
him say
up.
It. We need to clear.
Wait, yeah, hold on. What do you want? What do you want Cancer Scare to do?
Shut up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the sound bite, Shlomo.
Okay, bye.
All right, who else do we have on the line now?
We have Arizona
651. You're on the air with a Metal Injection Live Pack. What's your name?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who is it?
Hey, what's up? This is Steve from Minnesota.
Hello, Steve from Minnesota.
Yeah. Hey. Since Axel and Justin are both there, I just wanted to say that I know you guys got a lot of hate over your blogging activism over the SOPA thing, and when Justin called out that bullshit press release on that study on teenagers that listen to music, and I know you guys got a lot of hate, but I really dug it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, we're awesome.
It was all worth it for this
guy
from Minnesota.
Woo!
Thanks for taking us.
One dude in the Midwest thinks you're rad.
Yeah. Steve from Minnesota, we respect you.
You're a piece of shit.
Steve, thank you, and I'm very sorry you have to live in Minnesota.
Are we going to one him or?
What's that?
Are we going to one?
How many websites are there on the internet named Metal Sucks, Steve?
I have no idea. I'd assume one.
Goodbye, Steve.
Is he off the line now?
Yeah.
That's
the joke is one love. Like the hip hoppers go like, yo, one.
And we make them say one. And then
and if someone
up.
Says one, then we...
Well, I feel like he's listening because he's a girl.
Yeah, so screw him.
No, he said, I just wanted a call to thank them.
Yeah.
So he did that.
But Justin, why don't you talk about this controversy that you embroiled yourself into?
I'll see if I can just give a real quick encapsulation, and feel free to hop in and sort of set me straight where I go off the rails here. But this, there was a press release that was put out by the University of Melbourne that said that they had this associate professor or a lecturer who's associated with the university who said, oh, I've done a study and, you know, it really proves that metal, listening to metal causes bad things for teenagers. And so we thought, well, that's really weird. So through my affiliation with Metal Sucks, I said, hey, can you do me a favor and send me a copy of this? I'd really like to read it. And it turns out that the study that had been done was, it didn't say anything like that. In fact, it said something that was entirely the opposite, which is that for like really, really troubled teens, that for the majority of them, listening to who chose that they chose heavy metal to hit music they like to listen to, that it made them feel better, made them essentially help them deal with reality, right? But there were a couple of like kids who were still sort of like really, you know, having trouble, and it did not solve all their problems, and sometimes it made them feel worse. So that's what they picked up on the press release. Anyway, point of the whole thing is there's a series of articles about it. If someone's interested in the details, they can go back and look at it. What I thought was interesting was, we said, you know, we actually read this thing, and you guys, you know, you got a ton of press for this thing. I mean, it was all over, like, a number of sites picked up their press release and ran it as it was a news story that heavy metal causes psychological disturbance. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but that's not what your study said. It said something the opposite. And so we were in contact with the person who wrote the thing, and she was very nice and wrote some saying, you know, you guys should let me, you know, I want to express my views. Thanks for covering this sort of stuff. But I kept kind of coming back at her and be like, who's going to take responsibility for this, right? Like, you guys put a big lie out there. You got a ton of press for it, and nobody's disavowing it.
Oh, shit.
So that's it. That's what I'd say. Go, I don't know. That was, there's no quick
Write your longer congressman.
We invited her to write a response, and her response did not in any way acknowledge Justin's complaint.
Well, what did she say, essentially?
Do you have any fictitious examples?
No, she
threatened to sue Rob.
She said, I'm really glad everybody's talking about this. Aren't we really concerned about teens? And it was like, yes. And also, there's this press release that says heavy metal causes essentially brain cancer, and nobody has any evidence for that. So who's going to like deal with that? And nobody ever responded to it. So, anyway, the thing I thought was funny was that there were a number of people in the Metal Talk comment section, which has is kind of notorious for being kind of like a bunch of idiots.
No.
Which,
in a good way.
But a number of the people were like, why don't you fucking lay off her? She was very nice in writing back to her. She was very sweet. Why don't you, like, be cool?
Because she's
like,
wrong.
It was like, yeah, nobody, there are facts here that are not, like, you can have a nice conversation and get along with each other and just, I ain't. All that sort of stuff, but it doesn't mean there's any conversation happening. You're still fucking lying. So, I don't know.
I think that's, you know, our political discourse for the past 30 years has kind of hammered that out and created a situation where as you can say whatever kind of bullshit that you want to, as long as you don't, like, say F-bombs or treat the other person. Like, in other words, politeness is more important than making an actual reasonable point.
Right.
I would rather have someone screaming and yelling and saying something truthful as opposed to someone feeding you bullshit in a very calm, reasonable voice, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the idea that there's like that there are no facts, you know, that just as long as we treat each other nicely, you can say whatever you want, but you're entitled to your own opinion. Fuck your opinion, right? There's nobody has any evidence to say metal causes brain cancer, and that's what that's what you're going around getting all this attention about. Fucking come out and say, no, we didn't do that, and the university was wrong to do it. But no one over there felt like stepping up to take it. So I look like so I get this like, you know, reputation for being a big prick because I'm like, no, you're wrong. Come, you know, either present the evidence or retract what you said.
Because you demand facts, you're a prick.
Yeah, no, I'm wrong.
You're a hero.
It was what's nice about that criticism of me being a prick is that I am a prick, but not for that reason, right? For entirely other reasons.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, you pressed the button over there. I apologize about that. On me.
That was my way of cueing you to be like, wrap this up.
Right. So. I don't think you can blame that.
Example, fictitious example. We actually have a caller. No, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is it Hessie and Hunter?
Steve, you're back. Do you have anything else to ask Axel or Steve or Justin?
Do you have brain cancer?
Before that, I actually have a bone to pick with Rob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Rob likes it when you pick his bone.
What's up, Rob?
Rob, you're
talking.
$1
Yeah.
What's up?
Trying not, yeah. I don't mean to be a dick about it, but a couple weeks ago I suggested a band for Trash or Thrash It that got a unanimous trash, and I believe that entitles me to some free shit that I was never given.
Unanimous trash? You're saying we all
thrashed?
I'm sorry, thrash. Thrash.
Yeah, I'm actually a little behind on responding to my messages. I'll do that this week. You'll still get your free shit.
Ron has two jobs right now.
Yeah.
He's a really busy
guy. I need an assistant. Would you like to be my assistant?
Honestly, dude, whatever free shit you get from Rob, it's going to suck anyway, so don't.
Rob, let me handle that for you. I'll just delegate some of that, those emails to me, the ones that you don't need to do personally.
The caller has a Christmas list that he needs to get presents off the people. Right?
Oh, I thought you meant delegate telling this guy off.
Right? Oh,
let me
no.
tell this guy off for
no,
you.
No, because he's
please,
right.
Dad, go ahead.
He's right. You are a dick.
No, no. We're a team. You're supposed to agree with me, no matter what.
I love you, Rob, but you do a lot of things that are very penis-y.
What? Wow, Steve, look what you brought out of Darren.
No. Look, can I? All right, I'll take your side now. I'm joking. But you get behind in the mail because you have very important things to do. So I'm saying you should pass that on to somebody.
Weed.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I just feel bad for the guy.
Fair enough. From now on, they'll contact you.
When he doesn't get his Moon Sorrow CD in the mail, I feel.
I'll definitely respond to you in the next few days. How about that? How about that?
All right, that's unfair. I understand you're really busy. And Justin, if you ever tour the Midwest and come to Minnesota for some god-awful reason, then you should play with Gay Witch Abortion while you're here. I think it's up your alley, and they're fucking sweet.
Play with Gay Witch Abortion?
Gay Witch Abortion. They're fucking rad.
Fake.
Do you know Gay Witch Abortion at all? Because I've got to wonder if they ever at any point are like, shouldn't call ourselves.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but.
But if not, if they're sticking to it, that's great. But I don't know. Do you have any insight into that?
Into what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Suddenly he can't hear. How convenient. Yeah.
All right, let's get him out of here. Who else? Do we have someone else on the line?
Thank you for the change, though.
Okay. One thing I just found, my day is made even more. Have you guys heard of the website Christwire? Christwire.org.
No, but I'm sold.
Okay.
I heard of Spankwire.
You had me at Christ.
Okay, Christwire.org. It's kind of like The Onion.
No, it's Chris Twire.
Chris Twire? Christwire.org. It's kind of like The Onion, written by Chris Twire, and except it's like a religious slant, like a religious satirical website taking a very pro-religious view. And they wrote an article about the whole Filibante calling the Black Veil Brides guy gay, and they referenced my article about how I called him a homophobic asshole.
Where is it?
It's on christwire.org/2011/11/andy-beersack-still-gay/all. No, it's a pretty long URL. But anyway, so I'll just read the so they go through the whole story about how. First, they call him. They say he came out of the closet and he is gay. The singer of Black Veil Brides. They take this very Christian stance. And then then he goes, my article must have reached Labonte, lead singer of hard rock band All That Remains. On Friday, Labonte took this Facebook account to say that thing about how, look at this fucking faggot, lols. And then he writes, well, those of us that keep up with the liberal media will not be surprised to hear that Labonte got into a lot of trouble for calling Beersack a, quote, fucking faggot. One website, liberal-homo-gay-friendly-metal-injection.net, called Labonte out for its comments with a equally offensive headline of, all that remains to Labonte is a homophobic asshole. Threatened by these multinational mega-conglomerate news outlets, Labonte took to the internet to defend himself from these baseless accusations.
Okay, do you think that he's behind Christwire?
No. It's been around
for
a while.
Wait, are they being sarcastic?
They're being sarcastic.
Okay.
Because it's hilarious. Liberal.
Homo gay.
Nobody told me that when I came on the show, all right? Oh, wow. That's terrible.
It was the multinational corporation.
He's Russian and Iranian, so technically it's true.
If you guys are into that, I'm cool, but don't have me on your show. Because
we'll edit all the parts of you out.
You blended your mic off. Then I just saw this. So they put his response, his actual response, And then they write, due to Mr. Labonte's comments, metalinjection.net had this to say, and then they put a fake quote, which is, a thank you is very much in order. All I ask is you continue to make asinine remarks like this. Oh, wait, no, this is my...
Yeah.
You're high.
I thought I misread it. Okay, so then the kicker, though, is, how rude. It's obvious that metalinjection.net has sold out to the emosexual movement. They're using Labonte's comments against him and for their own gain. This is disgusting behavior. Just what I would expect from emosexuals. And then someone in the comments writes, metal injection is obviously a reference to violent dildo sodomy.
That's what I thought.
And then someone responds, no, it's not. It refers to the adrenaline rush many people feel when they go to metal concerts. Someone else writes, adrenaline rush, because they're looking forward to the homo gay sex orgy that they engage in after the show.
Someone is not getting it, I think.
Yeah. excuse me, no adrenaline rush is the same as you would get from watching football or boxing. Some people get that great feeling listening to any metal band that they like.
Is that your response, Rob?
No, I'm all of these people.
That's hilarious.
So this is great. Wow, thanks, Christwire.
You should set them a cease and desist.
Yeah.
Just an example.
Well, I read your article and found this funny.
No, you gotta say the good news is.
The good news is.
No, they'll come back with a thing of like, no, this is exactly the kind of thing that will point people to your site. For example, you talked about it for 10 minutes on your own damn time.
I really like this trend of saying Labonte instead of homo.
Yeah,
I think
it's good.
Great.
I'm gonna keep doing it.
Cool.
And definitely, the people at Christfire are not a bunch of Labontes.
Mm.
Which is like lead you to think otherwise.
Right.
They're great. They're great.
So you're saying Labontes are not great?
Yeah.
Not singing.
No.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Things are winding down. Just a minute of time. Are we going to try to do this sketch?
Yeah, there? We can do it.
All right, let's
you
do
wanna
it.
Do it live on the air? Or you want us to record it and put it on the archive?
No, let's do it live on the air.
I have a Hanukkah theme.
Live.
No, I think it needs an intro. It needs like a music intro and stuff.
Oh.
I just realized.
Mm.
Rob, hum a little something.
Da, na, 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 na,
no, it'll, na, we'll do it now. We'll take it.
Da, na, na,
shut up.
Yeah,
there you go. We'll take 5 minutes to record, and then it'll be on the archive.
There you have it, folks.
It's a little Hanukkah themed sketch that we're doing.
Shocking.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Axel Rosenberg of MetalSucks.net for coming in.
Thanks for having me again.
And I definitely want to thank Justin Foley of the part-time band The Austerity Program.
Thank you.
For
hilarious.
Who's playing Minneapolis with gay abortion. Which abortion?
Under Christ-like response.
That's right.
doing it for Jesus. Is the Austerity Program, can they be found on Facebook?
No. Well, no, we can't. I'm sorry. My bandmate does the Facebook thing. I'm convinced, you know, pull this out of the archives 3 years from now and you'll be like, oh,
Facebook.
We were all listening to that and everybody now knows it's, you know, Sirius Book.
Christ,
hey, by the way, thank you to Sirius Radio for
unknowingly hosting this.
Yes. This was great.
Kevin, who's an engineer here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came in, did the whole thing in like 3 minutes.
Is he just trying to get in your pants, Noah?
Possible.
I don't think so.
Well, Noah, I feel like you should let him after the amazing work he did.
I agree.
Take one for the team, Noah.
Yeah. All right, I'll do it. Fine.
Cool. Thanks, Justin.
You're going to...
Justin's the best.
Justin's going to have sex with Kevin?
Sure, if Kevin wants that.
Listen, but do you flirt with him? Or... do you flirt with him at work? Or?
No, I don't flirt with him, but, I mean... I'm nice to him.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough.
He's helped me out in times of need.
Give him a little some flash.
Helping her out in times of need. That's totally
different. Give him a little booby act. A little flash.
Well, I'll just conveniently drop something in front of him.
Yeah. No, you gotta give him full tit though. You know, right, shirt
wear,
up.
I'll wear a loose T-shirt.
No, mm-hmm. Shirt up. Intentional.
I'm at work, Darren.
Hand job in the break room.
Here.
Hand job
there is
the
no
break
room.
Make in the kitchen.
As long as you go in the Howard wing, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
That's true.
You need a special badge to get in there.
Yeah, you got two of them.
You do have a special badge.
If you told Kevin right now, I will fuck you if you get me one of those special badges, 30 seconds later you'll have a special badge. Done.
He'll just write it with a Crayola on a piece
of paper.
The
Kool-Aid man.
He will murder Baba Booey for his special badge.
He's just going to take a Crayola and write it on a piece of fucking legal paper, you know.
Badge.
It'll have the B spelled backwards.
You need an ID to get into the.
You'll find a way.
It'll say BAJ on the paper. Here you go. Here's your badge.
Badge.
Bend over.
All right.
Even though you're probably never going to listen to this.
Shingletown said, tell him you have a USB drive stuck in your pooper.
I'll try that tomorrow morning. See what happens.
And thank you for everyone for listening and. Bearing with us through our technical difficulties at the beginning of the show.
The Buzz.
That's the new name of our show.
91.5 The Buzz.
It's The Buzz.
It's Virus and the Gorilla here.
Injection. All right, let's wrap this up. Do we have a closing sound bite? I guess we're going to have the Mustaine thing
right to
end on. So for all you live listeners, goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay. All right, I got the Chuck things ready.
Just disconnect.
So you didn't mail me the actual script. You just mailed me the sound effects.
What?
You mailed me Dave Mustaine, Hanukkah, Hits That Wave.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh.
All the time.
Sorry about that. Hold on.
I'll plug you in.
IndianHeadMassage.org.
Fucking retarded.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I'll just aim it to you now. Why is it doing?
I'm not on
aim.
Just mail
it. We have a Mackie board with
okay.
7 outputs.
Ah. And, you know,
there's rotators just like this. And we have, not
obviously
not quality. But, no, for the most part, I'm free.
Well,
I was working.
Sure. So, next week, no show. Week after, do we know if we're doing the show?
I'm coming back January 1st, which is a Monday.
No, January 1st is Sunday.
Oh,
Monday.
I see what I did.
It's true.
Let me see what time I'm going back.
Alright, there it is.
All
you
say is
Thank
you.
Okay. I really hope you get me nothing for that.
Oh, good.
If I'd known Sid was in the next room, totally would have invited him over.
Check it out.
Run a train on her.
That's weird, but, you know. She sounded young, and she sounded attractive.
Do you think that's enough song titles, or should we think of some more?
I don't.
The less attractive she actually is.
Yeah, that's fine. All
right.
So every couple walking into that hotel office.
All right, let me send you the other soundbite, so that way you can just play it.
I can't play it though.
Oh, you can't?
No, because it's plugged into your.
All right. Let me put them in.
That's why you steal the key.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh, this isn't the right room.
God. Walls with paper. It was
awesome. That just means they can hear you.
Yeah.
So it's like college, whatever.
Pretty much.
I never understood people got embarrassed about that the same way I never understood people get embarrassed about buying condoms. So that's a good thing. What are you upset about? All
right, I'm ready.
I always, when I buy condoms, I'm like, if you want to do a, if you need to do a price check over there. if you could preface it with the words being purchased by a handsome young Jewish guy.
Buying three packs of Magnum condoms just to walk out and throw them in the trash.
Started an hour late, probably.
Started at 8?
Yeah. We just changed it so like he
What are we doing?
On January 1st, I'm going to be, my flight lands at 4:30.
Why?
Yeah,
let's
you'll
do
be
it.
By 7.
Well, that means let's say by the time I get out of the airport, 5:30.
Also, you have to do.
You're flying into Jersey?
New York.
Why would you do such a thing?
Why don't we just take 2 weeks? It's my birthday. Let's just take 2 weeks off and do a couple of good clip shows.
Whatever you want.
And come back strong.
Together the clip shows.
I'll do it.
Okay. You want to put together two clip shows?
Well, if you want to help me.
2 hours.
No, I don't mind doing it. What's so hard about it? It's just clipping files.
Do you want to give him the Lisa
report?
And a mic?
We have to save it.
Let's figure that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's first figure out what we're doing. Are we taking the day off?
Whatever you
guys really want to do a show that day?
I don't think I'll run. I mean, I'm going to be exhausted, but I would still do it.
Because you're going to run from the airport to the... I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're probably not going to feel like doing a show.
Whatever, I mean, I don't have to do most of the talking. So.
It's all, you got to do the setting up and all that shit. You got to do more than
help
us.
With that.
Yeah, and then
I'm voting for... I always like to recharge my brain and come back with a strong... show.
Whatever you want.
Anyway.
If you
want to,
you,
well, it is also your birthday.
Have
so.
We ever missed 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I like I think it's also good for people to start catching
the
up.
The other thing to consider is like the number of people that are going to listen live on January 1st is.
Yeah, it's true.
People are going to be hungover. They're not going to be.
Wouldn't that
yeah.
make them
I'm
more
just
to
listen? This is none of my business.
That's fine.
No,
that's
like,
they're
in my brain, I'm like,
they're not going to want to go out that night.
That's true.
What should we do, Justin?
Yeah,
you're the smart family. Tell them.
Do it if you feel like it's something that would be fun to do. If not, you know.
I think
don't
it would be
zen.
Fun.
I didn't say get all zen
Sage
about
advice.
It.
Get in this log the following week.
Let's just vote right now. Who's for doing a show January 1st? All right, there we go.
Do you want to do something for your birthday?
I do, but not. I mean, it's what? Well, yeah, I do. But,
well,
okay, so
actually,
we could.
Yeah, because I can't be there for 30.
If you want to do a show that bad, we can do it on another day. You know, go out to eat another day.
Oh no, no. So if you wanted to do something on your birthday, then we. Then
I do.
We'll definitely. We'll definitely just do that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Before you were saying you were going to do it a different day.
I was
going to
do a different day because I thought we were doing a show. But once it was brought up that we might not do it.
That's fine.
Okay. Right. So just let us know what plans are.
It's all fine. It's the first.
I'm like going to bed right now. I'm so excited to go to bed. Rob, I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. You're really funny.
No, it's on my calendar.
Okay. Darren said,
I'm leaving home for dinner.
No, I
have to
go
home.
See
you
later.
I guess on the first for your birthday thing.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, Sid, do you want to hang out on Christmas and watch basketball games? Do you have something planned for Christmas?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll talk about it online.
Okay. Thanks for coming. You were great, man. Thank you so much.
This is a lot of fun. You going out?
Yes, sir. Do you want water, a water bottle or anything?
Yeah, I'm
going to
have to go to the bathroom
anyway.
So.
Oh. Don't
worry.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, ready?
Oh, okay. So, Robin.
Right, first, I need
this.
Let me put the.
Your computer can't be plugged in.
Oh, yeah. I was just charging it for now. Because we're...
No.
Oh, we're still good? Yeah.
Yeah, I have 14% now.
I was, like, a little bit in the ether. So, like, just sitting here and doing the show from here was very exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was definitely more fun to do it this way. Like, we all see each other, and we all have, like, we're not, like, on top of each other.
Yeah, and just working on other shows here and then getting to sit here and do it, it was just incredible. I'm, like, a little bit...
They're buzzed.
Would you like us to leave the room for a moment?
You need to relax.
I don't know if you pour
it all over the
equipment. Oh, which, by the way, I did it again. So now I know
how
to do it for real.
What?
I
did you
it.
Did?
Squirt.
Yeah. So it wasn't a fluke.
Repeat performance.
Yeah, I didn't really want to talk about it.
Really? Who's he?
Nice
guy.
She doesn't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, but you talk about it on the show.
Yeah, but they're not in the room.
I know, it's having to look at them in the eye. And
oh, that makes sense. All right.
I guess I could have asked them to scoot over.
So you ready to start or you got to do something?
Oh, I'm...
I don't know. We got to record. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
You just have to unplug Darren's computer because it's buzzing.
No. Why does it buzz when it's just charging? It's not anywhere near the sound card.
I know. I have no idea
maybe. Something is creating feedback. I don't know. Maybe it's the this thing.
Oh. Well, whatever. I don't need charge anymore. Okay. I do. I'll plug it in. Ready?
Okay. You're both on.
Ready, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. I was just enthusiastically blowing this ceremonial ram's horn, or, as we in the Jewish faith like to call it, a shofar, a zeigesund. Hi, I'm Dee Mustaine. There's nothing I like better than spending the Hanukkah season with my good friends in the various agencies of the United States government, cracking open the matzah, and kvetching about all the people who have given us service over the years. And now, in this glorious year of 5772, you can celebrate the Festival of Lights with me, Dave Mustaine, with the Dave Mustaine Hanukkah album. And now, here's my good friend and personal Rebbe, Shmuel Tzvi Ben Yaakovson, to tell you all about this glorious new CD for the chosen people. No, not gingers with messianic complex. I mean the Jews.
Oh, thank you, David. Order this great CD right now. What a deal. You will plot it so cheap. You will hear great holiday hits like Shofar So Good So What, Foreskin on My Teeth, Challah Wars, Have Shul Will Travel, Yeshiva Nasia, No More Matzah Wise Guy, Pay Us In Your Mouth, Real Estate Sells, But Who's Buying, and Glad Catering Is My Business, and Business Could Be Better. I'm not going to lie to you. With this economy, who has money?
Thanks, Rebbe, but don't take it from us. Here's a recorded testimonial from legendary Gentile recording artist and guitar god, Thor Schredstein.
Oh, hello. I am your guitar god, Thor Schredstein, here to tell you that is a great musical album for you to buy your family as a gift on the great holiday of. So order your copy of today. I can't tell you how much I love it.
I ruined the accent. I'm sorry.
All right, just take it from there, I guess. Today, right?
Today. I can't tell you how much I love it. And that is a sincere, true statement by me. Today, I can't tell you how much I love it. And that is a sincere, true statement by me, supported by a notarized affidavit. Endorsement not applicable in some U.S. states and U.S. territories. See my website, ThorSchredstein.info, for more information.
It's true. We Jews have a holiday 300 days out of 365, but Hanukkah only comes once a year. So light your menorah, kiss your mezuzah, and order my Hanukkah album today. Oh, and fuck James Hetfield. Very good job on the Thor.
Sorry.
No, well, sorry. It was great. All right.
So now, we're
going
to do is you want me to go and open up my desk and piece it together and then temp space?
Mm-hmm.
All the files?
Could you just upload it from your computer?
Wait.
Oh,
from my computer?
Yeah. Give the internet on that. I mean, I could do it. Oh, you have your own office? What's the name of the...
Suspicious
example? Yeah, that's good. That segment was really good. Everybody liked it.
The whole thing was so...
funny.
Yeah. There's like three in a row that I had to read while Rob was reading the letter.
What do we start the show talking about?
Yeah, I'll do it.